Chapter 2. Sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore. To one thing constant, never. Kenna's sins obviously outweighed any good deed she'd ever performed in this lifetime. She'd clearly bypassed purgatory and dropped straight into hell. This was her worst nightmare come to life. She never imagined her path would ever again cross with Alexander McPherson's. At least, not looking like such a mess. In her dream, she was clothed in golden armor and holding a fiery sword. And Alexander was the one in tatters, groveling in the dirt. Throw me into the sea. I'll cut off any man's hand before he lays a finger on me. Especially yours, blackguard. Alexander crouched before her. His deep blue eyes were as striking as she remembered. The long lashes and chiseled face served to remind her why women made fools of themselves in his presence. His dark blonde hair was longer. Tied in the back, it reached below his shoulders. The square set of his jaw was covered with a scruff of beard. There was a rakishness, an insolence about him that he'd contained the handful of times they'd met before. He wasn't even trying now. He gave her a slow, thoroughly insulting inspection, starting with the wild mass of curls falling loose around her face, and ending about an eon later at her bare feet. She could not help but notice that his gaze passed quickly over the state of her dress, but lingered far too long on her mouth and her breasts. Kenna couldn't control her blush. He made her feel as though she was sitting there without a stitch of clothing on.
And how are you going to cut anything, wife? With that dagger of a tongue in your head?
Kenna tried to kick him. With the agility of a cat, he evaded the attack. She had a dirk tucked into her belt, but it was impossible to reach it with the ropes confining her. She scrambled to her feet.
Free my hands, coward, if you are any kind of man, which I doubt. What were you thinking, bringing this harridan here?
Alexander barked at his men.
You saw her at my wedding. You knew what she bloody looked like. We grabbed her from behind, my lord, and we had no idea she'd be there. Now you know. Take her back.
Kenna turned a fear.